You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. List hai, to hit hai. Theme based podcast.
Slasher films are synonymous with a unique blend of suspense, gore, and relentless antagonists. The genre, which has elevated maniacally murderers like Freddy and Jason to dreaded supervillains, has carved a special niche and a veritable following of cinema enthusiasts. From the eerie, masked figures that haunt our nightmares to the chilling soundtracks that send shivers down our spines, slasher films have a way of gripping audiences and never letting go. Whether it's the iconic killers like Hannibal Lecter, Michael Myers, and Jason Voorhees, or the unsuspecting victims who find themselves caught in a deadly game of cat and mouse, these films have a timeless appeal that continues to captivate new generations of horror and thriller enthusiasts. In today's List Hai Toh Hit Hai, we will revisit the dark, twisted corridors of cinematic terror and discover the masterpieces that have defined slashers that we've all grown to know and love. First up, American Psycho is a 2000 satirical psychological horror film directed by Mary Harron, co-written with Genevieve Turner, based on Bret Easton Ellis' 1991 novel. The film stars Christian Bale as Patrick Bateman, a New York City investment banker and serial killer. American Psycho also features Willem Dafoe, Jared Leto and Reese Witherspoon in supporting roles. It satirizes 1980s yuppie culture and consumerism through a blend of horror and black comedy. Despite a tumultuous pre-production involving the director being changed and casting disputes, it premiered at Sundance in 2000, grossing $34 million on a $7 million budget. The film has since gained cult status and renewed interest in the 2020s through meme culture. American Psycho is available to stream on Amazon Prime Video. Next up, X is a 2022 American slasher film written, directed, produced, and edited by T. West. Starring Mia Goth in dual roles as Maxine and the elderly Pearl, the film features Jenna Ortega, Martin Henderson, Brittany Snow, Owen Campbell, Stephen and Scott Mascudi. Set in 1979, it follows a crew filming a pornographic movie on a rural Texas property, only to be terrorized by the homicidal elderly couple. Announced by A24 in November 2020, filming took place in New Zealand from February to March 2021. Premiering at SXSW on March 13, 2022 and released on March 18th, it received positive reviews. It initiated a series with a prequel, Pearl, released in September 2022, and a sequel, Maxine, set for release in July 2024. X is available to stream on Amazon Prime Video. Next up, Saw, directed by James Wan, marks the inception of the spine-chilling Saw film series. Penned by Lai Wannell from a story co-created with Wan, the movie stars Wannell alongside Carrie Elves, Danny Glover and Monica Potter. The plot unfolds around the enigmatic Jigsaw killer who subjects victims to harrowing games, testing their will to survive. The narrative weaves a web of suspense, particularly in the gripping tale of two captives, played by Wannell and Elves, facing a life-or-death ultimatum in a decrepit bathroom. Despite mixed reviews, the film's innovative approach captivated audiences, propelling it to box office success and kickstarting a lucrative horror franchise. Next up, Psycho is a landmark 1960 American horror film directed and produced by Alfred Hitchcock. Adapted from Robert Bloch's novel, the screenplay by Joseph Stefano centers on Marion Crane, an embezzler who encounters the mysterious Norman Bates, proprietor of a secluded motel. As the story unfolds, a private investigator, Marion's lover, and her sister delve into her disappearance, unraveling chilling secrets. Initially divisive, the film gained acclaim for its direction, atmosphere, and performances, particularly Anthony Perkins and Janet Leigh. Regarded as a cinematic masterpiece, Psycho revolutionized the genre, setting new standards for suspense and psychological terror. Psycho is available on rent on Amazon Prime Video. Moving on to the next one, Hannibal is a 2001 American psychological horror crime thriller directed by Ridley Scott and based on Thomas Harris's 1999 novel, serving as a sequel to The Silence of the Lambs. The story follows FBI agent Clarice Starling's pursuit of the infamous cannibalistic serial killer Hannibal Lecter, with Anthony Hopkins reprising his iconic role alongside Julianne Moore as Starling and Gary Oldman as the sinister Mason Werger. Released a decade after its predecessor, the film broke box office records, crossing over $351.6 million worldwide, despite receiving mixed reviews. While praised for its performances and visuals, some critics found it lacking compared to its predecessor. Hannibal is available to stream on Jio Cinema. Next up, Final Destination is a 2000 American supernatural horror film directed by James Wong, who made his directorial debut with this one. The screenplay written by Wong, Glenn Morgan and Jeffrey Reddick is based on a story by Reddick. Starring Devon Sawa, Ali Larter, Kerr Smith and Tony Todd, the film follows a teenager who experiences the premonition of a plane explosion, leading him and his classmates to escape. However, they soon realize that death is determined to reclaim their lives. Originally conceived as a spec script for The X-Files, the film garnered mixed reviews but found success at the box office, spawning a franchise with multiple sequels, novels, and comic books. Next up, Rosemary's Baby is a 1968 American psychological horror film directed and written by Roman Polanski, based on Ira Levin's novel. Mia Farrow stars as Manhattan newlywed who suspects her neighbors belong to a satanic cult and are scheming against her unborn child. The cast includes John Cassavetes, Ruth Gordon and Sidney Blackmore. Shot primarily in Los Angeles, the film explores themes of paranoia, women's liberation and the occult. It was both a critical and commercial hit, earning over $30 million in the US and winning Ruth Gordon a Best Supporting Actress Oscar. Regarded as one of the finest horror films of all time, it has been selected to be preserved by the Library of Congress in 2014. Rosemary's Baby is available to stream on Apple TV+. Time now to look at the last one on this list. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre is an iconic American independent horror film directed by Tobe Hooper. Co-written with Kim Henkel, the movie stars Madeline Burns, Paul A. Partain, and Gunnar Hansen as the iconic antagonist Leatherface. Set in rural Texas, it follows a group of friends who encounter a family of cannibals while visiting an old homestead. Marketed as based on true events, the film served as a commentary on the political climate of its time. Made on a shoestring budget of under $140,000, it became a box office success, grossing over $30 million domestically. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre is available to stream on Netflix.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.